morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donnellyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
When they were together, claiming to be big deals, there was so much pride that God separated their language. He wasn't against them building a marvel. He was against them wanting to exalt themselves. Think about it. Let us make a name for ourselves. It wasn't the building. It was the pride that they had different languages. They couldn't even be proud with each other anymore. Isn't that powerful stuff? Now look at Genesis 12. Now the Lord had said to Abram, this is early on, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. Right? Carry on. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I, God, will make your name great. Can you see the difference there? They said, we're going to make our name great. God said, I'm going to make your name great. And really, when you think about that, it's really up to God to make us great. It's not up to us. It's up to God. Amen? And right there, you see what he said to Abraham? And do you know, because Abraham was obedient to God, he is now considered the father of our faith. Is that a great name or not? You see, God said, I will bless you that you will bless the nations. Do you understand? And so he wasn't proud. He wasn't arrogant. And really, Jesus said to us, and this scripture will come up very quickly. In Matthew 16, verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Right? That's what he said in Matthew 16, 24. Can you put it up? Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me or to imitate me. How many of you want to imitate Jesus? Yeah. Don't you ever have those sayings, what would Jesus do? Because that's what I want to do. Well, he says, those that want to imitate me or follow me, let him deny himself. And therein is a huge problem. Oh my goodness. To deny yourself the pleasure of winning an argument. Do you know that the Bible says only by pride comes contention? Only by pride cometh contention. That means when my wife and myself are fighting, we're both in pride. But the Bible says in Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. You're always going to have problems as long as you're contentious. And really, who cares who's right and who's wrong? What does it amount to in the grand scheme of things? What does it amount to who's right and who's wrong? You might win the argument, but I tell you what, you're going to have a bad night. And you're so proud that you won the argument, and she's so upset that she lost the argument, because you're both in pride. So we have to get to a place of peace, and we've got to get the stuff out of us. This humility thing is a hard walk. It's a strong man's gospel. To be like Jesus, who just humbled himself the way he did. Man, let someone just cut you off on the 95 and we'll find out how much humility you got. You thought you had got rid of the bird a long time ago. You got a parrot, but now you found out you got a vulture and an eagle as well. And you know what the worst thing is? When you're right. When you're right, you did something and they say you didn't do it, but you did. That's the hardest time to be humble. Have you noticed? When you're wrong, you'll argue for a while, but you know you can get humble in that eventually. But when you're right, ooh, man, that Tabasco sauce just comes up and you just feel that, And the old man that's supposed to be crucified and dead is coming up. He's got two long fangs here. Right? Isn't that the truth? Let someone cut you off in the road. Let someone get in front of you and start doing 20 miles an hour in a 40 mile an hour zone. And stay in 20 miles an hour. And you're going to find out how much humility you really got in you. Let 10 red lights catch you one after the other, and we'll find out how much humility you got in you. Any of you spoken to the light before? You probably know the light I know. Come on. And you know, that's been breathed into our parents, and it comes down into us. Now, when we get saved, praise God, our spirit is clean and righteous because he puts his righteousness on our spirit. But my mind, my will, and my emotions still have to be sorted out. And my body. Amen. And so the problem is it gets in here and it rules this. You want to punch people and you want to cuss people. Do you know who I am? And I know my rights. And who do you think you are? Well, really, who do we think we are? Because if it wasn't for God, he made me. He made the earth. He put me in the earth. He gave me fruit trees and food in the earth. He gave me the ability to make money. He healed my body. He gave me his joy. He gave me his peace. What do I have that I earned? He took the sand of the earth, the dust of the earth, and he breathed life into me. Did I make my kids? Or did he give me a gift of kids? Is my wife mine or his? Is your husband yours or his? What do you really own? Honestly, what do we own? We are stewards of what he's given to us to take care of. Is that right? So how can we be arrogant and proud?
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports, chapel, and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Well, I studied while you were playing tennis and golf, and I studied and I burnt the midnight oil. Who gave you the brain to study? Who gave you the gift for the ministry? Where does it all come from? It's all from God anyway. Everything is from God. And if I come to God for a healing, I've got to come in faith, right? And if I'm in pride, how can I be in faith? Because he's resisting me. And if I come in faith, the only reason I'm using faith is because in the natural realm, there's nothing for me. I can't get it. The doctor has said, it's too late. We can't do any more. The bank manager said, I can't give you the money. There's no ways I can get it in the natural realm. So I've got to kick into faith now, because only person who can give it to me, because I haven't got it, is him who has it. Amen. So how can I be proud and be in faith? I need something from you that you got, and I'm in faith for it. Amen. You've got to be out of pride in humility, or else you're not going to get it, because he's resisting the proud. So when you come in faith, you're coming totally in humility. You have to. Because I can't get it from the world. I can't get it from the doctor. I can't get it from the bank. I can't get it from the psychiatrist. So now, as a last resort, I go to the actual source instead of the resource. The doctors and the banks are resources, right? And so now none of them can help me. We can do no more for you. So now I go where I can get help. How can I go there proud? Because I couldn't do it. I've been to every doctor. I used all my money. I used all my smarts to build my business, and now it's going bankrupt. I tried everything. I hocked my house. I gave my jewelry in. I need money. I've tried. I can't do it. So now I'm coming in faith, Lord, that you would supply my need. How can I be in pride and go and get something from God? You can't be. It's impossible. Oh, come on. Stop looking at me like that. Start acknowledging and admitting, yes. Because until we get this humility thing under the belt, you're not going to see faith manifestation. Amen. And you know what? This is a great message, because this, Jesus said, follow me. Be like me, for I'm meek and mild. Did he not say that? Did he say that? Are you sure? All right, let me look at 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Let's just look at this. I'm reading from the Amplified. 1 Peter 5, 5b. Clothe or apron yourselves, all of you. Who's left out? Okay. So he's talking to who? Is he talking to your cousin that's not you, your wife that's not you? He's talking to them too, but who's here now? So who's he talking to? And if husband and wife are here, he's talking to you both. Amen? Clothe yourselves, apron yourselves, all of you, with humility as the garb of a servant, so that its covering cannot possibly be stripped from you. You see, the thing about that, it cannot be stripped from you. When someone gets in your face and you lose it, it's just been stripped off you. And you start saying, this is the reason. And you start justifying why you did what you did. Because you don't look bad. Or you tell a lie. Any of you ever told a lie before? Why did you tell a lie? Because it blesses you. It gets you something or gets you out of something. But it's self-preservation, is it not? A lie is self-preservation. Hello. And there are no white lies. And there are no half-truths. A half-truth is a full lie. Come on. And so when I tell a lie, I'm preserving something for me. I'm trying to look after something in my life. I can't tell them the truth, because if I tell the truth, then I'm going to get into trouble over whatever. So it's for my sake that I tell a lie. Is that correct? So that's when it gets stripped from you. So he's saying, clothe yourself. Strip this clothing off of humility. It's going to take some exercise. Okay, move on. He says, and don't let it be stripped from you. And he says, with freedom from pride and arrogance toward one another. For God sets himself against the proud, the insolent, the overbearing, the disdainful, the presumptuous, the boastful. He stands against you, and he opposes, frustrates, and defeats them. Who does he do that to? Proud people. But I'm Christian, I can't be proud. Yeah, right. Are you getting what God's saying? He frustrates you. Have you ever been frustrated? Why am I not seeing the results? I'm tithing, I'm giving, and yet I'm not seeing the finances. I'm still battling. Stop looking out the window. Start looking in the mirror. You see, when we learn to take responsibility for ourselves, stop blaming my wife, my upbringing, my parents, the doctrine that was given to me. Stop any of that. You can make the change today. Today you can say, you know, I was given wrong doctrine, but from this day forward, I get the right doctrine. Is that correct? But look what he says. Go back there. So look what he says at the end of that scripture. He's saying, and he opposes, frustrates, and defeats them. But he gives grace, favor, and blessing. Who wants favor of God? Yes. Who wants the blessings of God? Amen. Well, who's he going to give it to? So if you're not getting it, what does it might tell you? Maybe, possibly, probably, could be, maybe, somehow, in there, deep down, you know. Now, is God a man that he should lie? So who said those words? So is it the truth or a lie? It's the truth, right? Because God cannot lie. Is that right? And so he says right there, he gives grace, favor, and blessing to the humble. We need to humble ourselves. Amen. Remember, God humbled some people in the Old Covenant. You don't want God humbling.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.